This Gitam is Sri Ramachandra Shrita Parijatha in the Ragam Bhairavi. It is set to the Chatushru Jati Dhruvathalam, which has one Laghu, one Dhritam, followed by two Laghus, and each Laghu is four beats each. So this is exactly like the Dhruvathalam where you learnt in Alankaram. It's a non-trivial thalam. So you had to be a little bit careful when you are executing it. The Arohana Arohana of Bhairavi. Bhairavi is a derivative of the 20th Melakartha Ragam. It is interesting ragam. It's one of the major ragams, and it's an interesting ragam because it has two Daivatams that are used. In the ascending order, we use the Chatushruta Daivatam or Dha Padha. Okay, and in the descending order, we use Padha. Okay, so let's look at the Arohana Arohana. So this particular song is best sung with gamakams. So I will normally when I teach Geetams, I normally do it without gamakams and then with gamakams. So here the flavor of the song is completely lost if it is without gamakams. So I prefer to sing this with gamakams. So we'll start learning the Arohana Arohana with gamakams. Sa ga ri sa sa ma ga ma ri. Okay, so that is the Gandharam, which is Sadharana Gandharam. Sa ga ri ga ma. Sa ga tu, it is called Sadharana Gandharam. Third Gandharam is Antara Gandharam. Sa ga ri. Ri is flat. It's a Chatushruta Rishabham. Ri. You know the difference between this ri and ri. That is the Shuddha Rishabham, which is used in Mayamala, Gola, etc. Sa ga ri. The rule for the gamakam here is sa. Now sa, you start from the gamakam has to start from the prior note sa, and goes to the higher note than the note which is being played. So ga, and then higher note is ma. Sa ma ga ma ri. Okay, so the gamakam oscillates between ma to the ri area and touches at the gandharam. Sa sa ma ga ma ri, and you call that ga. That is the you make that as an akaram, and that becomes a gamakam. Sa ga ri ga ri ga ri ga ri ga ri ga. Okay, that is another gamakam. So you see there are two varieties of gamakams for ga. Ga ma ga. Now ga is in the area of rishabham. Ri ga ri ga ri ga ri ga. Now from that note, then you essentially are going all the way to panchamam. Ri pa ma pa ma pa ma. Ri ga pa ma pa ma pa ma. It comes with it. Ga ma. Okay, and you call that ma. Sa ga ri ga ma. Ri ga riga pa ma pa ma. Ri pa ma pa ma. That is the way it comes. Ma, and ma is the Shuddha Madhyamam. Okay, so there is a quite a bit of space between ma and pa. Ma pa, and that is where you oscillate. Ri pa ma pa ma pa ma pa ma. Pa da. Okay, pa da flat. Now that is remember the higher devatam. Pa da ni sa. Pada da sa ni sa ni sa ni sa. Okay, it comes with that. Ni sa. It's called the Kaisika Nishadam. Pada ni. Instead of singing that flatish, you do this gamakam for it. Ni. We'll see that in the descending. Ni da pa. We'll see that. Okay. Sa ni da sa ni. Ida, sada. So when you're doing the knee, right, even though you're calling it knee, you come down to the devatam. Sa ni da sa da da ni da da ni da da pa. It comes like that. Sa ni da sa da sa da da ni da da ni da da pa. No, da ni da da. But you call that, you never call that dha, you just call all of that ni. Sa ni da sa da sa da ni da da pa. It comes like that. Sa ni da pa da pa pa da pa da pa da pa. That is the small devatam. Ni da pa da ni da pa. Ma ga ri sa ma ri ma ga ri ri sa ri ma ga ri ma ga ma ri sa. It comes like that. Sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa ma ga ri ma ga ri ma ga ma ri sa. Okay, so Bhairavi is obviously a complex but a very beautiful ragam. Sa ga ri ga ma. So you see the varieties of colors or gamakams which are provided to the notes. Sa ga ri ga ri ga ri ga ri ga. That's one gamakam for ga. Ga ri ga. That is another gamakam. Ri ma sa ma ga ma ri sa ma ri ga ri. Sa ga ri ga ma. Instead of doing that, ma ri ga ba ma pa ma pa ma ma. So remember that gamakam starts from ri, goes to pa, and then oscillates around that. Ma pa da ni sa da sa ni sa ni sa ni sa sa ni da pa sa da sa da da ni da da ni da da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa ma ga ri sa. Madhavagari, Madhavagari is another embellishment. You can sing that if you if you can get your voice to turn like that. Magari ri magamari sa. That's canonical or the basic gamakam. Sagari ga ma badani sa. Sa ni da ba magari sa. When you're singing at a higher speed, you reduce the number of gamakams, but the weight of each gamakam should not be compromised. That is, each gamakam should be expressed fully. Sa ga ri sa sa ma ga ma ri ga ma ga ma ri ga ri ga ga ba ma ba ga ma. Instead of doing it twice, you do once. Ma ba da ni sa da sa ni sa ni sa. That's all. Sa ni da ba sa da ni da ni da ba. Okay. Sa ni da, instead of that, sa ni da ba ma ga ri ma. So ma is flat here. Remember in the Arohana it was ma ma ma. All these also come. Da da ma pa ma ga ri ma da ba ri sa. It's a more advanced kamakam. Sa ga ri ga ma va da ni sa. Sa ga ri ga ma ba da ni sa sa ma ga ma ri ga ri ga ri ga ma ga ma ri ga pa ma pa da ni sa pa da da sa ni sa sa ni da ba ma ga ri sa sa ni da ba ma ga ri sa 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 ni da ba ri sa da ba sa ni sa da pa ma ga ri sa ma ma pa ma ga ma ri sa. That's the way it continues. Okay, so it's like a spiral which goes either in the ascending direction or the descending direction of frequency. Sa ga ri ga ma ba da ni sa sa ni da ba ma ga ri sa a ri ga ra ra na. Okay, so these are all advanced alapanas. Okay, let's go to the Geetam. Sahityam is Shri Ramachandra Ashrita Parijata Samasta Samasta Kalyana Gunabhi Rama Sita Muka Amboruha Sancharika Nirantaram Mangala Mata Notu. Okay, that is the Sahityam. So let's look at each word and look at what the meanings is. Shri Ramachandra Ashrita Parijata. Oh, Shri Ramachandra, the Lord Shri Ramachandra is like the Parijata tree. Parijata in this case, mythologically is a wish fulfilling tree, that which fulfills all the wishes of his devotees. Ashrita means one who come to him or one who are devoted to him. Samasta means all the community of these devotees he takes care of. Is like a wish fulfilling tree that gives so many fruits of all these wishes. Samasta Kalyana Gunabhirama Abhirama. Okay, so he is like the, he pleases everyone, Samasta, with his divine and auspicious qualities. Guna, Kalyana Guna, divine and auspicious is Kalyana, and Guna is qualities. Sita Mukha Amboruha Sancharika. He is like the bee. Okay, this is a complete metaphor over here. Sri Rama is like the bee that flies over the lotus, which is compared to the face of Sita. Okay, so which means he really loves Sita, and that is shown as a metaphorically, just like the bee loves a flower, especially the lotus flower. Lotus is the word Amboruha is used for the lotus. Sancharika means the bee which sort of flies around and round. And Mukha, Sita Mukha Amboruha. So Sita Mukha is compared to Amboruha or the lotus. And Rama, with his all this great divine qualities, is like the bee that flies over this lotus. Nirantaram Mangala Matanotu. May he grant or bless us with auspiciousness, Mangala, forever, Nirantaram. Okay, that's all. It's a very simple sahityam, but it's important to know the meanings, because you might encounter a word which you might not know what it is. That's why I emphasize the meanings, so that you can render the words with the appropriate emotion and the feeling that it deserves. So Shri Ramachandra Ashrita Parijata. Okay, that is the first line. So we'll learn the swaram followed by the sahityam. Normally when you sing the Gitam, you should sing the swaram separately and sahityam. So this Gitam, as I said, we are going to do with complete gamakam. Okay. Gari gama pa ma gari gama pa ma padani ni da va ma ni da va ma ga ri sa. Okay, I will normally sing a line or a couple of lines fully, and then we'll break it up into pieces and sing it again, so that you can compare yourself to this reference. Ga ri ga ma pa ga ri Samagamari. Okay, this is the ascending Gandharam. Sagari, it comes like that, right? So there's no sa here, just starts with ga, but you can do the gamakam as though it was starting with sa. Gari Samagamari Gamapa 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 Rimagapa Mapamapa. It comes like that. Gari ga ma pa ga pa ma pa ma pa ma ga ri ga ma ga ri ma pa ma ga ma ri. So what is interesting about this is even the three or four gas which come in this first line, all of them have different gamakams. Gari sa ma ga ma ri, that is the first gamakam for ga. Ga ga ma ga ma ri ma ga ga pa ma pa ma pa, it comes with that, ma ga ri ma pa ma ga ma ri. Now that ga ma pa ma ga ma ri, it comes with that, ma pa ma ga pa ma ga ma ri. Pa is just a touch, ma pa ma ga ma ri, it comes with that, ma ga ma ri ga ri ma ga ri. That is the Gandharam gamakam. Ga 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 ri ma ga ma ga. Okay, so you see that those are all the different gamakams for ga. Ga ri ga ma pa ma ga ri pa ma pa ma ga ma ri ga. So most important thing when you do a gamakam, a geetam, you should not learn it rotely. should learn it and understand what is the depth of the Gamakas in it. Because what is a Geetam? Ultimately, you're going to go beyond all these Geetams, Varnams, Kritis and all that and do more improvisational Alapana and all those other things. So, but it's important to understand the beauty and the depth of the Gamakas, or the colors of the of this. Okay, otherwise, Gari Gamapam doesn't give any different colors to the notes, okay? Ma Gari Gamapam. Ma is flat here, notice. Ma pa ma ma flat, pa flat, ma flat. Ma ma pa ma ma two akshams. Pa da ni ni da pa. Okay, observe then. Two gamakams for nishadam are different. Ni pa da. This is called the dhatu or chatushruta devatam. Okay, this is the note which is the odd note. In the 20th Melakartha Ragam, it's only the first Devatam. So this Ragam is called Bhashanga Ragam, and this note, this particular note is called Nanyaswara. Pada ni dasani danida danida dabad pada ni ni danida danida dabad pada ni pada ni ni da dasani dani dani da pa pada ni ni da pa mani da pa. Okay, now this is a very important gamakam. Ma pa ma pa ma ni da pa ma ni pa ma ma ni. Okay, now pa ma mani nida nida ni, small oscillation anuswaram it's called around the nida area. Pamani da. Okay, so there is a lot of space here, you see. Pama mani pama pamani da. There is a lot of space between pa to ma to ni to da. Okay, mani da da, and around that area each note you should give oscillations. Pamani da. Now da is a smaller devatam or first devatam. Da pada 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 pa pa ma ni da pa ma ga ri sa ma pa ma ga ma ri sa. Okay, now ma ga ma ri, that is the Gandharam gamakam. Ma pa ma ga ma ri, ma pa ma ga ma ri, it comes with that ma ga ri sa. Okay, now let's move on to the next line. We'll first do this swaram completely and then come to the sahityam. Okay, sir. Okay, let me do this line once and then you can, we can split it up. Sar ri sa pa ma pa ga ri ga ma ga ri ga ma ga ga ri sa. Okay, now let's break it up. Sar ri sa, it's almost flat except that ri, there's a small anuswaram around ri and ga. Anuswaram means it's just a light touch of a frequency above or below. Sa ri sa ga ri sa, it comes with it. Okay, so just a touch around the Rishabham area. Ri is normally flat. Sa ri is a very pure Rishabham. Sa ri sa ga ri sa, it comes with it. Sa ri sa. Okay, and if you sublimate it or make it lighter, it becomes an anuswaram. It's not really a swaram, it's basically a half swaram. Sa ri sa pa ma pa. Okay, pa ma pa, it's almost flat. Okay, ma is flat for sure. Ga ri ma ga ma ri ga ma ri ma ga ma ga ma, that's the Gandharam gamakam. Sa ri sa pa ma pa ga ri ga ma ga ga ma ga ga ri sa. Now first ga is ma ga ri ma ga ma ri sa. Second ga comes as ri ma ga ma ga 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 ri sa. Okay, that's why even though there's so many ga's, each ga you have to watch out, there's several different gamakams. Ga ga ri sa. Okay, next line. Ri ri ga ga. Okay, now it's a ri ri ga ga ma ma ga ga ri ga ma pa ma ma. Okay, it is mostly jantas in this line. But what is interesting about it is some jantas are the normal janta. Re, re, ma, ma. It's the usual way you do janta. The second note has to jump with a touch of the note underneath. Re, sari, you should hear it like that. Re, re. But what is interesting is the Gandharam janta, instead of doing ga, ga, instead of doing that, it janta comes as a gamaka janta. Ga, ga, rimaga, rimaga. The essence of janta swaram is just repetition, but then in the repetition there should be a new color in the second part of the repetition. That is the idea of janta. Ri, ri, ga, ga, rimaga, rimaga, ma, ma, ga, ga, ma, ma. So the first two gas was rimaga, rimaga, and then when you're coming from ma, ga, ga, ma, ga, 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 maga, maga, it comes with it. Ri, ri, ga, ga, rimaga, rimaga, ma, ma, ga, ga, ma, ma, maga, maga. Okay, ri, ga, ri, ga, ma, pa, ma, ma. Now here, ri, ga, ma, pa. Instead of that, you do ri, ga. Instead of doing a small gamakam for ga and big gamakam for ma, you do a big gamakam for ga and hold ma flat pretty much. Ri ga ri rimaga. When I say rimaga, it means big gamakam. Ri ga, which means anuswaram around ri ga ri ga ri ga. That means small gamakam. Ri ga ma pa ma ma. Pretty much ma pa mama is all flat, but mama is a janta. Make sure it jumps and you clearly show the janta. Ma, ma. Okay, now next. Pa, da, da, ni, ni, sa. Now, da, da is also flat, but janta. Pa, da, da, ni, ni. Similar to gaga. Ni, ni, da, sa, ni, sa. Pa, da, sa, ba, da. So, pa normally is flat, but here it just slides down from shajam. Pa da ni sa pa sa ba da, da is always flat. Da sa ni sa pa da ni sa. Now it goes higher. Ri ga ri sa ri 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 sa pa da da ni ni sa pa da ni sa ri ga ri sa. Okay, that's how it comes. Ri, ri, ga, ma, ri, sa. Observe that ri is flat, dha is flat, okay? So only the ga, which is shaken. Ga, ni. Ni, ri, sa, ga, ri, sa. Okay, now here another variant of the Nishadam Gamakam and Gandharam Gamakam. Ni, ri, sa, sa, ni. Sa, ni, ri, sa, sa, ni. Observe that the Nishadam just comes as a touch. Most of the time you are standing at sa. This is what you mean, that you're basing it on the shruti. Ni ri sa sa ni sa ni ri sa. That's why shruti shuddham. Okay, that's what it's called. You're pure to the shruti. Keep your most of the gamakam is hanging out in the shruti, so that you reinforce the shruti all the time. And ni is given a touch so that you see the expression of that nishadam. Ni sa ni. It's almost like a notch, as they would say. You have a flat and then a quick notch to nish in the space of frequencies. Ni ri sa sa ni sa ni ri sa ga ri sa ma ga ma ri sa. That ga is given an emphasis. Ma ga. So it's almost like a flat ga, but ma ga ri sa ma ga ma ri sa. It comes like that. Ni ri sa ga ri ma ga ma ri sa. Ni ri sa ga ri sa. Okay, now next. Ni ni da ma. What is interesting here? You were so high and suddenly you're coming down to the ma, ni and ma area. Ni. First ni comes as sa ni. Second ni. Ni. Ni ni. Sa ni. Da ni da ni. Okay, so first ni is a big nishadam. Just quickly sliding down from sa. Ni. And in fact hanging out at sa more than ni. 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 See, you see the ni comes only in the end. Ni. Ni da. Da ni da ni da. Ma. Another interesting thing here is the pa is omitted. Dama. So Da is first devatam or Shuddha devatam. Da ni 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 da ma da ma padama da ma comes with that. Padama da ma ni 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 da ma padama da ma. Okay, it comes with that. Pa ava da ni sa. So pa when you're at ma and you jump to madha pa, it comes with that. Ma pa madha pa da is flat. Ni sa dasa ni sa ni sa. So you see that pa is given an emphasis, even though it's usually not pa. Canonically, you don't say it's a gamakam. Ma pa ava da ni sa. Okay. Pa da pa. Now here is an interesting prayogam. Pada pa sa ni sa. Pada pa. What it says is, when you come from pada pa, you have an ambiguity. Should I use the higher devatam or the lower devatam? So the answer here is that you should use the lower devatam. In fact, even for padanida phrases, if you look at the Viriboni Varnam when you learn it later, padanida. So both the das are small devatams. So when you do padapa, padanida, pa, okay, padanida, you have some ambiguity whether you want to use the higher devatam, the ascending or not. But always descending is the lower devatam. Olden compositions like older compositions like Viriboni Varnam always use the lower devatam for padapa, padanidapa.
Padapa, pa, padapadapa.
That is a gamakam for devatam. Padapada, you just call it as
da pa padapa sa ni sa.
Now from pa you jump to sa.
Sa ni sa 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 ni. Sa ni sa. Sa ni sa pada.
So sa and then jump back to pa.
Pada ma pa.
That is called a dhatu, right?
Pa, pa sa sa pa.
Okay, you don't slide down. You just leave it at sa and just come back and pick up pa. Okay, so here is where your swaragyanam or when is tested.
Sa pa sa pa sa pa da pa sa ni sa. Pa da ma pa 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 da pa da ma da ma.
Once again, pa da pa da pa da ma pa. It comes like that, okay?
Ma va va pa da va ma pa.
It comes like that.
Ma pa ga ri sa.
Even though the pa ga, right? You pick up the gamakam at ma.
Pa ga pa ma ga ma ri sa.
It comes like that.
Pagarisa.
Okay, so let's do the whole. I'll do the whole swaram once. Listen carefully. Okay, after that we'll do faster and etc.
Gari gama pa ma gari gama pa ma pa da ni ni da pa ma. Ma ni da pa ma ga ri sa sa ri sa pa ma pa ga ri ga ma ga ga ri sa ri ri ga ga ma ma ga ga ri ga ma pa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa pa da ni sa ri ga ri sa ni ri sa ga ri sa ni ni da ma pa da ni sa ba da ba sa ni sa pa da ma pa ga ri sa.
So you should pay attention to every gamakam when you're singing, okay? And you should articulate it with a lot of enthusiasm and energy, okay? And so that the bhava of the gamakam comes across. Otherwise, it's a very very mechanical rendering. Even though the if you just gari ga ma pa ma gari ga ma pa ma pa da ni ni da pa ma ni da pa ma gari sa ri sa pa ma pa gari ga ma ga gari sa ri ri ga ga ma ga gari ga ma pa ma ma. It's all boring. Okay, so you should make sure it has a lot of life in it, and gamakas are the life, and you should pay attention to the fullness and the full articulation of the gamakas. Okay, when you're doing that. Okay, now let's go to the sahityam. No, ga ri ga ma pa, comes like that, right? Shri Rama, Shri Rama Chandra. Okay, it comes. Shri Rama Chandra. Rama ma, you have to be careful. Rama Rama Chandra, no, it's Rama Chandra. So ma is what is called hriswa, or a short phrase. Ma is dirgam, Ra is dirgam, Ram Rama Chandra. When you say Rama, both Ra and Ma are dirgam, but when you say Rama Chandra, Ma is hriswam or short. Shri Rama, you say Ma instead of Ma. When you say Ma, it's called slurring. Okay, so watch out. Shri Rama Chandra. That's why I say you should first say the pronounce the word, pay attention to which is hriswam, which is dirgam. Mara is dirgam, Shri is dirgam, Ma is hriswam, Chan is hriswam, Dra is dirgam. Shri Rama Chandra Magariga. Okay, now Shruta Parijata. Now Shruta Pa, some people sing this Shruta Pa. Now Shruta Pa is completely meaningless. Shruta is one word. Ashruta actually is the Dra Ashruta. It just combines. Okay, that is the beauty of the Sahityam. Dra Ashruta Shruta. Okay, Ashruta Parijata Mapadaninidapam. So the phrases which we learnt in Sahityam and Swaram, they might not align very exactly, because we might have preferred a different alignment when we learned the mapa ma. We learned, right, shrita pa, you should not sing like that. Okay, shrita is one word, and now parijata mapada parijata. Even though you are singing as Sahityam, the gamakam structure should be the same. So that's why you should learn sing the swaram first, and even the swaram you should break down the gamakam into ni. Instead of doing that, ni, that ni is actually an akaram for dasani, da dasani, dasani, dani dani, da pa, dasani sa, dani dani, ni da ni da ja. So when you're singing the Sahityam, you're actually two levels above this, of abstraction above this. So if you don't get it correctly, you should go back to the basic level, that is of the gamakam, and individual understanding what is the type of gamakam. Ni da da ni da ni da da ni da ni da pa 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 rijata. But once you've learnt it, parijata should be one word and one breath. Okay, and it should be you should know which is the dirgam, which is the hriswam again. Ri pari is a hriswam, ja is dirgam, chitta is also hriswam, pa pa is dirgam. Observe, that's why there are usually more aksharams for pa in terms of swaram. Pa, so automatically it becomes dirgam. Pari, ri is dirgam, ri is hriswam, therefore it's given one aksharam. But sometimes composers do take the license to give multiple notes for even the hriswam. Like for example, here itself, Ra Shri Ram. Now even though Ma is a hriswam, you give it a dirgam in terms of the swaram. So you should be careful, because it's a stumbling block. Ma, if you sing it's wrong. Ma Shri Ram Chandra Chandra. Okay, now Dra should be certainly a dirgam, because it also merges into Ashruta. Dra Dra Ashruta Pa. When you sing like that, when you express it, people hear it as Ashrita. Indra, Indra, Ashrita, Parijata. So in the process of learning the split of the swarams and sahityam, you should not take it too far. Ultimately, once you learn it, you should try to sublimate it so that you don't make that a big fuss. It should not be made a big fuss about it.
Shrutapa, Shrutaparijata.
So that way the music which is sung sounds like speaking. Parijata should sound as
Parijata.
Okay, so that's just you're adding music to it. So but the word's integrity and the Hrisvam Dirgham relationship should not be broken.
Samasta.
Oh, okay. So now samasta. Now remember that it's ma. It's a hrisvam, but still you have a huge dirgam in terms of the akaram. So you should be careful that when you sing, you should only say sama and not sama.
Samasta manida pama pamanida pama pamanida pa magari sama pamagamari sa samasta da pa
you can sing like that or da
pama pam da pa. Okay, manidava samasta.
So even though you have sung it so long, it sounds as samasta.
Kalyana sari sapamapa.
Kalyana gunabi rama, guna abhi rama.
Kalyana,
okay, it's easy.
Guna abhi rama.
Okay.
Guna bhi ga maga mari ga ma.
Okay, it's a quick ga.
Ga ma ri maga ma.
Come say that.
Guna bhi rama ga ga ri sa.
Rama is dirgam, abhi rama.
Gunabhirama.
It can be split in two ways, Gunabhi and Abhirama, or Gunabhirama or Gunabhirama.
Sihita Mukham Boruha.
How do I know how to do this correctly? Sita Mukha Amboruha. Okay, those are the words. First, you should understand what those words are. And then make sure that the integrity is not broken as you sing the song.
Ri ri ga ga ri ma ga ma ma si hi ta mukha.
Okay, that's one, two words. And then amboruha.
Amboruha.
Am has a dirgam.
Am ga ma ga ma ga ri ri ma ga. Am boruha ma pa ma ma san cha pa da dha ni ni sa da sa ni sa ni sa san cha ri ka sa ba da ni sa ri ri va ga ma ri sa ri
Sancharika is one word, right? Normally, you should sing it in one breath. It's a good exercise. So, but first you can break it up into Sancha and Rika, and but ultimately both of them should be continuous.
Sancharika,
and then you take breath.
Nirantaram,
Nirantaram, Mangala, Mata, Notu, Mata, Notu. Nirantaram Mangala first.
Nirantaram Nirisa Nirisa Nirantaram Mugamarisa நிரந்தரம் மங்கள மங்காணி நீதாமா மங்கள மாட்ட பதனீச மாட்ட நோட்டு மாட்ட பத தசாணி சனிச நோ சவத பத பத ஸ்மால் தேவதம் டூ சாணி ச
This is called an akaram, ukaram actually, because two, right? U. U.
Padama bagarisa no tu.
Okay, so this is the sahityam. So remember that there's a lot of gamakam in this song. You should learn it only when you have learned some of the other Geetams. But when you learn it, pay attention to all the Gamakas. Okay, and you can also sing the whole thing in Akaram.
Gari Gama Pama Gari Gama Pama பதனி நீதாபா பவனிதாபமகரிசம் பமபகரி கமகரிச
Even though akaram, janta should be clearly articulated and expressed. Okay, music should be communicated, music should inspire.
பத சபத தனி நீ ச தசாணி தசாணி ச ஆ ரீ ரீ உகாபரி ச ஆ நீ ரீ ச உகாபரி ச ஆ நீ நீ தாமா
பதமபகரிசா Okay, so let's just do this one more at higher speed.
Shri Rama, Shri Rama Chandra Shrita Parijata Samasta Shri Rama Gari Gama Ba Shri Rama
When you go at higher speed, the gamakams are abbreviated, but still the continuity and the connections between the gamakams are not sacrificed.
Shri Rama Chandra Shri Rama Chandra Shrita Parijata Parijata Mavadani Nidava Samasta Masani Sava
Okay, that's a more detailed Nishadam
Masani Sava Samasta
So, a bunch of spirals of gamakams coming down.
Samasta kalyana gun guna bhiram zariza pamapa kalyana guna bhikari mugamri gamma rama mugamri सीहितामुखं तिरि गगममगग अम्बो अम् अम्बोरुह अम्बोरुगरुह अम्बोरुह अम् गगरिग बोरुहमपमः सञ्च पदधनि निस रीक पदनि सरिगरिस नि निरन्तरौ निरगरिस मङ्गलनि दम माठ पदनि स नोटु पद वसनि सवदमवगरिस श्रीरामचन्द्रशुधपारिजात समस्त श्रीराम गरिगमभ चन्द्र मगरिग श्रुतपारिजात श्रुत श्रुतपारिजात मा पद नीदप नीदप दर् यु डोण्ट् डु बिगर् गमकम् दणि दणि दप डु लैक् दट् पारिजात समस्त समस्त मनिदप मगरिस कल्याणगुणभि सरिसपमपगरिगम राम गगरिस सीतामुख सीतामुखगम्बो अम्बोरुह गगरिगमपमम अम्बोरुह सञ्च सञ्च सन् सञ्च दणि दणि स रीक पदनि दरिगरिस रीक निरन्तरौ दरिस गरिस निरन्तरौ गरिस सगरिस सो ऐ डोण्ट् डु बिग् गमकम्स् सगरि दट्स् आल् स निरन्तरं मङ्गल मङ्गल निनिदम माठ पदनि स पद दशनि स कम्स् माठ नोटु पदवसनि स ओ मारिस ओ ओ श्री राम चन्द्र